Idaho is hemorrhaging jobs and wages at an alarming rate. That's how State Representative Sally Toon from Gooding opened up an op-ed piece that ran last week in the Idaho Mountain Express. The result, Toon states that 7,000 STEM jobs went unfilled last year here in Idaho, which resulted in $450 million in unclaimed wages. Toon claims a lack of early education is a root cause of this problem, and she says laying the groundwork for a good education needs to begin at an early age. Representative Toon is joining us on the telephone to talk about improving STEM education as well as retaining Idaho workers. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so very much for having me today.
Representative Toon, you mentioned those figures, 7,000 unfilled STEM jobs at a loss of $450 million in unclaimed wages. Talk about the bigger picture of those numbers, what the communities in Idaho and Idaho in general lose when these jobs go unfilled.
Well, it has to do with our economy overall. When we can't fill jobs with a skilled workforce here in Idaho, companies no longer look at our state to come in. When that happens, our whole base housing goes down. We have less tax dollars coming in for wages. It's a ripple effect when we can't attract businesses to Idaho.
And in last night's Republican gubernatorial debate, U.S. Representative Raul Labrador and businessman Tommy Ahlquist both voiced opposition to state funding of pre-K. Tell me why you feel there is political opposition to public funding of pre-K programs.
Well, here in Idaho, funding education has been a difficult issue because we don't even truly fund kindergarten in Idaho. But if we want to have a generation of highly skilled workers, we have to meet the 21st century head on and make that a priority. We need to invest in the next generation that is going to fill the jobs of the 21st century, which are mostly STEM related. And if we don't take notice, it will be left behind. The state of Idaho will be left behind.
There are retractors, though, that say, you know, pre-K, when we talk of pre-K, it's anything under five years old, you know, 3 to 5 years old. And some children are still at home with their parent, and that's where they should be. And then with kindergarten, and when we say, you know, it's not fully funded in Idaho because it's not required in Idaho. However, I believe there are about 20 other states that don't require kindergarten either. What would you say to the retractors, though, about the necessity for pre-K in particular?
Well, again, when we have expectations of our kids coming through being proficient readers at third grade, high school diplomas. We put time and effort into the high school with advanced opportunities. We have to make sure the kids have skills to do that at the high school level. And if we don't have kids with foundational skills coming into kindergarten, we've created have and have nots, and by the third grade, our have and have-nots never catch up. The have-nots never can catch up because we haven't had enough foundational skills, and there's just not enough time in the day. Now, to have pre-K, we have to have options for parents in Idaho. Absolutely, kids need to be at home. But there are social, there are responsibilities playing with others that we can figure out a collaboration to give parents choices to get those foundational skills for our kindergartners.
And also, We actually have some research here in Idaho about the benefits of pre-K. And what I mean by research is looking at the Basin School District. And that includes Idaho City. Explain about Idaho City, because this has been going on for nearly two decades, and I do believe they have tracked these no longer children, actually, but they have tracked what's happened in Idaho City in particular. Can you please speak on that?
They have, and presently, the Basin School District, small rural district, has decided to invest in preschool for the district, and they have for quite some time. And what they found by doing that, most of the kids coming into kindergarten have the foundational skills to be at grade level. Most of the kids by the time they get to third grade is really when we test reading skills. 92% of them were reading at grade level. That's amazing. And if you finished the data, the remaining 8% didn't have preschool.
Do we see numbers like that in other school districts in the state? Do you see those numbers in your district, in District 26?
Not really, no. I have a preschool program in the Blaine County School District. We see not quite that good, but we see good results with preschool programs. I don't see it other places, unfortunately.
We're speaking with Representative Sally Toon about the need for early education as well as STEM education in Idaho. We'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions, send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can also tweet us at KBSX915, hashtag Idaho Matters, or go to our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. Representative Toon, let's talk about STEM education. We hear a lot about this, and this stands for science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And there are people who say there has been research done that says if we don't engage children in STEM education soon, we lose them, and we lose them in eighth grade, ninth grade. And we are fairly robust, I think, in certain parts of our state with teaching STEM in high school. Do we honestly need to start teaching this in pre-K, in kindergarten?
Well, it is the exploration of that. We teach STEM concepts in pre-K. It's about touching and building things, actually starting to explore science. Think about soils and technology when we have kids building Legos and Connect sets. We have mathematics course, we have numbers, and it's that logical thought process. If I put this here, if building blocks, and the next one on top, will it or will it not fall? We have to make sure that kids have those experiences. And that is STEM when you get down to the lower levels. So do we? Absolutely. It's just we haven't put the formal title on it. It's about kids learning how to think.
How about business leaders in your district? What are you hearing from them about, A, the need for earlier STEM education, as well as pre-K and how that eventually falls into, you know, jobs, the economy?
Well, business leaders are very concerned about having a workforce in our next generation. We have to make sure that the jobs coming into Idaho, that we have the skilled workforce, whether it be a four-year degree or certificated program. We have great people coming into the Magic Valley and the Minnetonka area. We've got industry coming in. Are they concerned? Absolutely. And we see our local community college down here, the College of Southern Idaho, working real closely with the industries coming in to recruit kids and show kids the jobs that are available. And we need to invest in that next generation all the way through. And we have to make that a priority as the state of Idaho.
But not all kids are destined for college. And what I mean by that is there are trades there, and we need electricians, we need plumbers, and these are good jobs.
So, I absolutely agree with that.
So how do we reconcile that with wanting more and more funding for let's say STEM education for pre-K, being the devil's advocate here? How do we reconcile that? Are we losing kids who may not go on to college but need a good trade to have a good life?
I don't think we are. When we say STEM careers, I think we recognize that computer science activities, computers don't necessarily have to be four-year degrees. There are degrees out there that don't. And some of the funding we did this year at the state legislature was for career programs in middle schools and to have kids start exploring career options. And I agree, four-year colleges aren't for everyone because a good share of our jobs out there aren't necessarily four-year jobs, but they're jobs that we need here in Idaho.
What's on your wish list? What would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see Idaho truly make education a priority instead of saying, well, we'll nickel and dime it to get there. We need to invest in kids, whether it being K-12, pre-K, all the way through to get our workforce. And that means treating all kids equitable in Idaho.
I really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us, Representative Toone. Thank you so much for joining us on the phone from District 26. Sally Toone is a state representative from Gooding. Her op-ed, Get 'em While They're Young, appeared in the Idaho Mountain Express last Thursday. We will have a link to that article on our website. Representative Toone, thank you again for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for visiting today.
Absolutely.